It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past 8 years, I've been doing my best to try to help people understand the complexity of who we are as human beings and the importance of keeping your life in balance. So we have our physical, and my guest today is going to be talking about that. We're going to discuss the difference between acute and chronic inflammation. But we also have the emotional side, and I'm a psychotherapist and have been for many years. And I know that when your emotions are out of whack, that can certainly impact your physicality. And then we have our spiritual side, believing that we are connected in some way to a higher power. And whether that is your religion of choice, or whether that's just sitting in the middle of a forest and connecting to the energy that's there, it's the spiritual connection that we have with all living things. And finally, we have the intellectual part of who we are. And I tell people that I hope you're learning something the very day that you die. I hope that when that moment comes, that you get this huge aha that says, oh my gosh, this is what this was really all about. And so we have to keep those four aspects of who we are in balance. And if you don't, it's kind of like a wobbly table. You know, you put a sugar pack or something underneath one of the legs if you're out, and that helps keep the table a little more balanced. But that is what's important, is to keep yourself in balance so that all functions of your life can work optimally. So the other thing I want to share with you is if you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, the link to all of the shows is there. You just go under show notes, and you know, with John Lewis's, like I said, it's going to be up next Tuesday. But other shows that he and I have done together are there. So you just have to go through the different pages to find other shows that John and I have done together. Each show has a synopsis, and you can tell whether or not you want to listen to that particular show with other guests. There's also links on how you can connect with that particular guest. So be sure to check that out. Additionally, the other part of this is the company Boomers Forever Young. And I've used their products now for 9 years. And they are amazing, wonderful products that help you with different aspects of your physicality. Some will build strength, some will detox, some reduce inflammation. But there is a place that you can go, watch videos, read about them, look at all the testimonies. I think they're up to 2,500 testimonies. With these products. And Collagene was one of their newest ones. It's Collagene. And Collagene signals your body to start rebuilding cartilage. And we make cartilage as babies, you know, probably pretty well up into our 40s. But at some point, your body stops making it. And when that happens, you use what you have left. And over time, that's less and less, and eventually you end up with bone on bone, which brings me back to the show today, because that's going to probably be a combination of both acute and chronic inflammation. When you begin to, you know, walk, or maybe you're doing golf or tennis or something, and all of a sudden you have a shoulder that hurts, a knee that hurts, a lot of times it is because there isn't any cartilage there anymore, protecting you from bone on bone. So Collagene is a liquid at this moment. It is becoming a gelatin capsule. And we ran into some issues the company did with shipping during the colder months. And it's MCT oil that it's suspended in. And so it gets thicker when it's cold. And you could change that by warming it in your hands or putting it in like a cup of some warm water, and it goes back to the normal viscosity of what it should be. But at any rate, just understand that these products are life-changing. They are reverse aging kind of products. And I think that's what we're looking for. We want to stay young, vibrant, healthy, obviously. But we all are getting older, you know, with every passing moment, we're a little bit older and we want to be our best. So let's understand about acute and chronic inflammation today and check out collagen. And if you decide that you want this product in the checkout, if you just put my first name, Lucy, you're going to get a 15% discount. The company allows me to offer that to everyone. So take advantage of that. The prices of everything today, if you're driving, if you're in the grocery store, it's a huge sticker shock for most of us anymore. And so take advantage of the discounts when you can find them. All right. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you, Lucy, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you again today.
Okay, we're going to talk about this acute and chronic inflammation. I know that you probably recommend to people that they know that level, and they can do that through a simple blood test. The CRP
Yes.
test tells you exactly what that level is. And I always tell people you want it below 0.5. I don't know what you tell people, but the last time I had mine checked a year ago for my physical, it was 0.03. So I think I'm doing okay still. But it doesn't mean you don't have aches and pains from time to time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean I'm right there with you on the level. CRP is certainly a widely used marker of inflammation. You have other things like TNF alpha, tumor necrosis factor alpha, interferon gamma, interleukin 2, interleukin 6, interleukin 10. There are a lot of different markers that people can look at today that probably 20 years ago were more for things like a research study, but now they've been pretty well accepted in clinical practice to be able to look at these things. So it's relatively easy for somebody to take a go and give a small blood sample and then have some of these inflammatory markers. But I
Does the
wanted to
doctor have to request it? They don't do it automatically, right?
That's a good question. There's so many things now freely available without a prescription at CVS and Walgreens. I don't know if anything like that is available over the counter. That's a good question. I'm not sure, I'd say probably you'd want to have your physician write a prescription for it with Quest, LabCorp, or whatever facility that most people would use, and then that way it's part of your medical record, part of your health record. And then you can talk to your physician about what the results actually mean, because obviously that's the most important part, right? Like, it'd be one thing to go get a test done, but then if you don't understand how to interpret the results, then probably you have a missed opportunity there. But I think in the past we had taken the word polysaccharide and then used that as an example where I talked about the use of the word sugar or the misuse of the word sugar and how polysaccharides are still sugars, even though they're completely different from fructose and sucrose. So the same kind of holds true for the word inflammation. It's kind of not really presented in the proper context most of the time when I hear people talking about it. So I just wanted to come on the show today with you and help people understand that just because you hear the word inflammation does not necessarily mean that's a bad thing. And the best example of that is that anytime that we're exposed to bacteria or fungus or virus or whatever, we want, if we do get infected, we want inflammation. In other words, inflammation, our body's ability to signal to the immune system, hey, we're infected with something, we need to do something about it. That is part of the acute inflammatory process. Same if we're playing basketball out in the driveway and we twist our ankle and we either fracture a bone or we tear a ligament and then boom, you're in pain and you have swelling and all that. Immediately the body starts signaling to that area to repair it. That is acute inflammation. And these are two very good examples of why if we didn't have an inflammatory response, not only would we probably not recover from that situation, we probably would die, actually.
Oh,
So
wow.
acute inflammation is very important. It's not only, again, necessary to recover from that situation or that incident, but it actually helps us to survive. And
Mm-hmm.
so I just want people to understand that there's context behind every word, like sugar and inflammation. And so the acute inflammation is very necessary. It's part of our design. It's been a million or so years in development. I mean, our body is so smart, right? Like our body knows when things happen to us and then send those signaling mechanisms to whatever it needs to do to accomplish, to recover from that, and then keep going. The problem, though, then is when it becomes chronic inflammation. That's the kind of inflammation that we want to avoid. And I hope, to give people their benefit of the doubt, I hope that's the type of inflammation they're referring to. I just, as a scientist, as a writer, somebody who's very particular about the language, I just kind of, for me, Lucy, I kind of get a little bit of a chill or a little bit of a when I hear people just throwing terms out and they don't give proper context. So
Right.
when we recover from that acute incident or situation, now what we want to have happen is the anti-inflammatory signals come into play, right? Like they come in and tell the pro-inflammatory guys, okay, your job's over, the work's done, everything's finished, go back to baseline, go back to normal. If your body cannot do that, if you're dysregulated, if your immune system is dysregulated in any way, then unfortunately those pro-inflammatory signals, they keep firing. And then as that extends over time, I mean, there's no like, it's not like a black or white, it's a spectrum, right? Like you don't just go from acute one day to chronic the next. There's a, there's a spectrum there. It's not just flipping a switch, but we want those anti-inflammatory signals to work properly to then shut down all of those other things and then go back to baseline. If we cannot do that, again, that's where we translate into chronic inflammation over time. And then that's where it exposes us to all of these things that are killing us today. So whether it's diabetes or cancer or heart disease or neurodegeneration or other major organ system disease, that's where that inflammation just wrecks us because now not only is the immune system not functioning properly, but guess what else it's not doing? It's not communicating with those other major organ systems properly to help keep everything in balance. And I think I did on one of our previous conversations, I used the analogy of think of the immune system as the conductor of the symphony orchestra. And if you think of all of the musical pieces in the orchestra being each one being your different organ systems, your immune system is talking to all those other pieces to help keep everything regulated, in balance, and functioning properly, just like the conductor does when he or she is, doing this. And I don't understand that language, but, keeping the symphony playing properly and making the music sound good to us.
Right.
So the immune system does the exact same thing as the conductor of the orchestra does in talking to all those other major organ systems and helping keeping them regulated. And if they're not regulated, if your immune system's not regulated, then they're not regulated. And then you're setting yourself up for all these different diseases that I mentioned that are killing us in just staggering numbers. And it doesn't have to be that way, right? Like, that. You and I know this from our previous conversations. But people are not eating well, they're sedentary, they're not sleeping well, they're not managing their stress properly, they're using too much alcohol, tobacco, they're doing all these things that dysregulate not only the immune system, but literally every cell in our body. But when you look at how important the immune system is, if you want to put it in the center of the circle and then all the other major organ systems are kind of rotating around it. You put that immune system in the center of that circle. And if that is wobbling like this, if you don't have this beautiful rhythm or rotation to it, man, you're setting yourself up for lots of problems in the future. And so this is where I just felt like it was important to get on the show again and help people understand the difference between acute and chronic inflammation and why one is very necessary and vital for living. And why the other one is what is killing us. And so then what do you do about it, right? Like, so in looking at our research with Daily Brain Care, what we showed in the both in the Alzheimer's and in the multiple sclerosis studies was When you consume these polysaccharides, these amazing gifts from Mother Nature, from aloe vera and rice bran, you have the capacity to not only modulate and improve your immune system's functioning, but to help control those inflammatory markers, again, which is so important. And we know through, I mean, basically pick it, take any branch of scientific literature in medicine or health, and you will have complete acknowledgement of the role of inflammation and any of those diseases of choice. And so when you can take something like these polysaccharides in daily brain care and help to control that, help to keep that where it should be, not just, allowing it to fly up through the roof, now you've got the ability to help you. I mean, I'm not saying that just take your daily brain care and then still drive through the fast food drive-in every day and, still sit on your couch all day. No, it's only one piece of the puzzle. But when you look at how much research we've conducted and all the science we've published, man, it is such a nice piece in that puzzle, and it doesn't require a lot of effort. I mean, I don't remember, I may have talked in the past about when I look back on my academic career and I was running clinical trials either in dietary supplements or training people with exercise or some type of dietary behavioral change, educational change. Without question, just giving somebody a dietary supplement, even in the case of the Alzheimer's study, because we had incredibly motivated caregivers, but just, adding something like that into the daily routine compared to exercising people or getting them to change their diet, two totally different beasts, if you will. So we're not even talking for the amount of effort. I mean, let's face it, folks, my colleagues and I, we've done all the hard work. Like, you can take my word for it, or you can do your own fact checking with PubMed and read our articles. You don't even have to take my word for it. Just read our articles and then look at the science that we've published through the peer-reviewed process and then say, wow, this guy Lewis, he and his colleagues have really done some work here. And so just taking that tool and adding that into your health toolbox, so to speak, for me, that is just such a difference maker because you have the capacity to do what I'm referring to, and that is help you to control this chronic inflammation. And remember, in our studies, in the Alzheimer's and in the multiple sclerosis studies, we didn't change those folks' diet. We didn't change their activity. We didn't change their medication. We didn't change anything else. We just simply said, stay on what you're doing. Don't change anything. If you have a life-threatening emergency, of course, go to the ER and be treated and all that. But basically, just keep doing what you're doing here. Just add this formula into your daily routine. That was the only difference. So that, for me, is very powerful proof that you don't even have to make a lot of changes and still would get the benefit of these polysaccharides. If you're not eating well, if you're sedentary, if you're doing all these other things poorly, and you start making those changes in addition to adding daily brain care to your routine, man, now you're really going to hit the rubber to the road because you are going to have much more of a cumulative or a comprehensive effect in being able, again, to control that chronic inflammation that so unfortunately so many people just have completely dysregulated, completely out of control.
You know, where I see a lot of people developing that is in their early 40s. You know,
Right.
like they just kind of reach an age where maybe because they have children and obligations and stress at work and traffic that they're in and everything else, their bodies are beginning to be stressed. And as a result of that, they're probably sitting more. Maybe they're playing video games. Maybe they're watching more television. I don't know, but they're not moving. And so it all compounds, doesn't it? And then by the time you're in
Right.
your 60s and ready to retire, you know, you're not
What do
going
you
to
have
have
left?
a very good life.
That's right. Well, and to your point about that, I'm sure you've read as well. There have been a few articles published in the last couple of years saying that we used to think neurodegeneration was like a disease of the elderly, so to speak. Like you didn't have to worry about it till you got into your 60s and 70s. No, that's not the case. Neurodegeneration starts at a much younger age, like in your 30s and 40s, to your point. So, man, if you're not protecting yourself, in a much, let's say, earlier phase of middle age, I don't know what our life expectancy is is roughly 80, so even 40 you may not think is middle, think of as middle age per se, but it's certainly on the beginning stages of middle age. And so if you're not protecting yourself, really, I mean, let's face it, like, what is the excuse once you achieve adulthood? You move out of your parents' home, you're working your job, you're paying your bills, you're taking care of yourself and maybe your spouse and your kids or whatever. At that point, your health, your responsibility, that is up to you. It's not up to the government. It's not up to your family members. It's not up to your best friend. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you.
Right.
And so you need to take personal responsibility for how you live every day. And like you said, unfortunately, we're all sitting around for the most part in buildings, unless you're a construction worker or in agriculture or some other manual industry. Most of us are sitting around in built buildings all day. So that's why it's even more important to make sure that you carve out a period of time, whether that's 30 or 60 minutes, and it doesn't have to be more than that, to make sure that you stimulate your body every day. And that's a very important part of your responsibility to yourself. And then let's face it, because we're spending it, it's like a infinity money at this point. It's over, I think, now $5.5 trillion that we're spending on what we refer to as a healthcare system in our country, which is a chronic disease management system.
Exactly.
And so every single one of us, you sometimes, I know I feel like, in terms of politics, well, I'm just one man. What can I do in the face of all of this corruption and all this craziness that goes on in our government? But yet, that's the unit of analysis that only each of us can control, right? So if we all just say, well, I don't care, then that's what leads us down this road that we're currently on. And, but if each person took responsibility for himself or herself and said, I'm going to make health a priority, maybe we wouldn't be spending, I'm sure we wouldn't be spending $5.5 trillion a year on this broken, flawed medical model, if you will. And so every single one of us needs to be accountable to ourselves related to taking care of our health, just like we would with if we were taking care of our children or we were caregiving for a parent or a grandparent or whatever the case may be. And so again, going back to this role of inflammation and how important that is, and how unfortunately these things start setting in motion way younger than probably what the average person believes, that's where stuff like daily brain care or a tool like daily brain care can really help people.
Right. I think it, I don't want to use the analogy of brushing your teeth, but just the idea of
Right.
something that you do every day,
Every day.
that's where the habit is formed.
That's right.
I use your product, and I keep mine in the kitchen drawer with my other nutritional products, but I take it every single day. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't. And I've seen the results with people that I know that are using the product. So I don't I think the best analogy I have for health is it is our foundation. It's just like when you're building a house, you can't build a house unless you have a foundation first.
That's
And
right.
then you put up the walls and then you put in the windows and the doors and carpet and kitchen appliances and whatever. But if you don't have the initial foundation out there on the property that you're building your house on, it's not going to happen. And so I wish that people would stop and maybe consider that this is their life. And we spend more time, more money, more attention on our cars than we do on our bodies.
Right. I completely agree with you 100%. And I also, if people are listening to our conversation today, maybe they hadn't heard us before, I want people also to understand that this product, Daily Brain Care, is really the culmination of the best research that I conducted. And I've been involved either full time or now part time in research for the last 20 years of my life. So I want people to understand that this is my life's work. This was not some idea that I had in the shower one night and said, hey, I think I can sell this product called Daily Brain Care and make a lot of money. I'm still not there, like in terms of making tons of money, but this is my life's work. I'm passionate about it, as you know. I am so committed to helping people understand the value of this formula and why it can be beneficial for everyone. And so that's been my mission now for at least almost the last 20 years. And so this has been a long journey for me of first meeting Dr. Reggie McDaniel, learning about polysaccharides, these complex sugars from aloe vera and what they were and what he had experienced all the way up to that point, which was about 20 years. So this is over 40 years for him now. And then taking kind of like from him a crash course on polysaccharides and saccharide chemistry and just the whole just understanding like wow, you know, like you hear aloe vera and you think, oh, well, that's a great topical solution for a sunburn if you apply the gel on it. But in reality, that's an okay thing to do. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But when you do what we've done, when you take a concentrated source of those polysaccharides from aloe vera, you dehydrate all the water out of it, and then you concentrate those polysaccharides down into a powder of, oh, by the way, just a few hundred milligrams, maybe a gram or two per day. I mean, in terms of comparing that to the amount of calories people eat every day, it's literally nothing. I mean, it's literally a fraction, a small fraction of your total caloric daily content. But yet, what power that has, it's just phenomenal. And so we started out running these clinical trials and publishing all of this science. And then, unfortunately, the Alzheimer's Association and NIH didn't help me. They didn't extend the work, even though we had. The only reason we were able to do the work in the first place was through the generosity of a family who had lost four family members to Alzheimer's. And they, the wife of the husband and wife, heard Dr. McDaniel giving a lecture one day. And then she and her husband ended up donating some money for us to do research. And I happened to be in the right place at the right time as a professor at the University of Miami at the medical school. And then here we are, fast forward 20 some odd years later, and here we are, and I'm talking about all this. Unfortunately, again, Alzheimer's Association and NIH didn't see the same vision that I had and my colleagues had in terms of look at these discoveries we've made and help us to keep it going. But I transitioned from full-time academics to full-time business, still with a voluntary appointment at the university. But again, my mission is to help people understand the value of these polysaccharides. And it doesn't matter what your dietary preference is. You know, with this rise in this craziness of carnivore over the last few years, which drives me up a wall, but that's a different conversation. It doesn't matter if you're like, you only eat meat, or if you're somebody like me who only eats plants or somewhere in the middle, you can still benefit from these particular saccharides. And so I, with that, I would just like to say, don't let the forest blind you for the trees, because if you think anything that comes from a plant is not what you should eat, well, guess what? You're missing out. Bottom line is you're missing out.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm also, I guess, wondering, when we talk about diet and exercise, for a lot of people, I mean, they think, oh, I have to go join a gym. And they don't. I mean, just walk. That probably is the best exercise that we almost can do. And you can carry small weights with you. You can do isometrics. You don't have a membership that requires you leaving your home, because that sometimes is the stumbling block, is people get home from work and they don't want to go back, out again to go to the gym. So I think, just understanding that exercise is just movement, and a lot of this can be done at home easily. Or you just have to be consistent with the amount of time. And I know you've used bands, the rubber bands, stretch bands, however they are termed. And there's different lengths of those. I had to use them in physical therapy when I fractured my arm a couple of years ago, and I was amazed at, that is a form of isometric exercise, because it's resistance that you have with yourself and, this piece of rubber.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Walking is definitely, if somebody's been sedentary for years or even decades, maybe that person hasn't done anything since PE in high school, then, you know, certainly walking, to your point, is the easiest way to get back into some form of consistent movement. And then, like you said, when COVID happened and the governments decided to shut all the gyms down, which I still find just completely ridiculous. I had no choice. I didn't really have any equipment at home, so I had to scramble, and I bought this system called the X3 bar. I don't have any financial ties to the company. It was very weird for me initially because it didn't feel like iron. It didn't feel like stacked machines. It was a very, very different experience for me. And so it took me probably, I mean, this has been since what, April of 20. So this is over 6 years ago. I'm going to guess it took me, let's say, 3 to 4 months for my central nervous system. It was really more of a central nervous system adaptation than a purely muscular adaptation to the difference between iron dumbbells, iron barbells, stack machines versus this band system that this company uses. But once I adapted to it, once I felt comfortable making the movements with it, I mean, I've never looked back. I never renewed my gym membership. I don't even think I've been back to the gym since I bought this equipment.
A mental mindset that says you have to go use equipment.
Right.
And
Exactly.
once you realize, I mean, the people that worked the farms or, planted crops or things like that, obviously they were physically very fit, but they were
Exactly.
using what they had.
That's
And so
right.
we can look around and figure that out, I think, pretty easily.
That's right. And
Well,
I love it. You know, I love the convenience of working out at home. The only aspect of the gym that I miss is the socialization. There's definitely something to be said for, I mean, I wasn't the kind of person to go to the gym and just socialize. Don't get me wrong. I was there and I worked out and I was very serious, but you know, before my workout or maybe even a few minutes afterward, there were people that you'd see at the gym and be friendly with for here, you know, a few minutes here and there. So I miss the socialization part of it, and even just getting out of the house into a different environment. That's definitely a little bit of the gym experience that I miss, but otherwise I don't deal with parking. I don't deal with waiting on equipment when somebody else is goofing off and wasting time on it. I don't deal with any of those other issues that you have with going to a gym, and I take it with me. That's the other cool thing about it. It is very heavy, so it takes up not so much space in my luggage, but weight in my luggage. So I have to have a bag that's purely dedicated just to that equipment. But it's great to travel with it because, again, when I travel, I don't have to worry about going somewhere and then, okay, which gym is near me and how do I get there and what are their hours and all these things. So I've completely shifted from, you know, 30 something years at a gym to now doing everything at home.
yeah, that's really cool. And just very, very quickly, I wanted to also point out when we're talking about health and wellness in general, COVID did send the majority of the workforce home to learn
Right.
work from home. But isolation is creating a lot of depression for people because they don't have that social outlet anymore. And so I'm also thinking that using something like Daily BrainPower, making sure that even if you have a walking group of people, if you're working from home, then develop a little group of people like the old book clubs used to be. Have a
Right.
walking group that you meet up with. They know how you're doing, you know how they're doing. It keeps those social skills going. And I'm sure you're familiar with the Blue Zone people, the reason
Yes.
that they all live to be over 100 years old. Part of it is socialization.
That's right.
Part of it is exercise and, a healthy diet and all these other things, managing your stress, sleeping well. But the socialization aspect, because people have gone home in many ways to work from home, you do lose that, especially if you're single or, you're empty nested. You have more limited contact. So you've got to figure this out and have a way to encourage each other to live that healthier life.
Totally agree. Socialization is so important. And to your point, I think there was an article published not even 2 or 3 years ago from Harvard that basically said isolation was the number one contributing factor to early mortality, which was like, wow, like more than nutrition, more than physical activity, more than anything else. If you were so socially isolated, you were much likelier to die earlier in life than people who are not. So it was a very powerful study that was published.
Right. That's very, very true. And, to kind of plug this part into it as well for anybody listening that has had hearing loss, that is an isolation part of life. Is if you can't hear very well anymore, you're going to feel more isolated and the conversations are difficult, and so you retreat. So I would encourage anybody that's listening to this show, along with looking at their health in general, if you know somebody who has hearing impairment, get them tested so that they are not losing that part of their life.
That's right. I
Well,
totally agree.
it's always a pleasure. I love having you on. I definitely will always be staying in touch with one another.
Thank
And
you.
so to let people know how to reach you.
So our primary website is drlewisnutrition.com. You can find us on all the typical social media channels under the Dr. Lewis Nutrition handle. You can read all about the research, read all about daily brain care, our other products. We now have curcumin, EGCG, D3K2. So we're slowly but surely expanding our product line a bit.
Good.
And if people want to contact us, they can call us, they can email us. If they want to buy our products on Amazon, they can do that as well. I don't really like sending customers to Amazon because it is a bigger hit on our margin. But nonetheless, I get it that a lot of people want to buy things on Amazon today. But there is a ton of information on our website.
Shipping, so that's the other aspect. If you order enough from you don't pay shipping either, right?
Correct. If you any retail order over $99, you get free shipping as well.
Okay. And are you offering subscriptions yet? Where,
Absolutely.
okay.
If people
And
want to do
with
a
a
subscription, they
subscription,
can do
is
that
that
as
also
well.
free shipping? Okay. So there are other ways to be like Amazon, but order directly
Correct.
to you.
And we offer volume discounts that Amazon does not offer. So the more units you purchase, the more of a discount you get that you don't normally get volume discounts on Amazon. So we definitely have ways that, we try to again steer people to our website as
Right.
opposed to people just relying on Amazon for everything. But again, if, it's better that they buy it from there than nowhere. So if that's their preference, that's okay too.
Right. Well, again, thank you for being on the show. I hope you
Thank
have
you for having me.
a beautiful remainder of your spring. I know you're going to an incredible place in a few weeks
Yes.
and the summer to get out of the heat and everything of Miami. So have safe travels and a wonderful, wonderful summer.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Please share the show with those that you love, for those that you want to see get healthy again, maybe reduce that inflammation, the chronic inflammation. I'm glad that I think everybody understands the difference now between acute and chronic. And please go out there and make this your very best life. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.